Right, I'm here with Rosamund Twin, who was working at Bletchley Park, and she actually, I hear, met her future husband here. Is that right?
Yes. Yes, I did. He played the clarinet, and I played the cello, and I sang. And a girl from Oxford, just come down from Oxford, and came to Hut 6, and she knew Peter at Oxford, and said, "Do you know Peter Twin?" And I said, "No." And she said, "Oh, he plays the clarinet, I'll introduce you." So she introduced me to this unshaven, green-faced creature, night shift. It's not the time to meet your future husband. And I just said hello, and that was it. But then he suddenly rang up and asked me to play in a trio, Brahms, cello, clarinet trio. And that's how it all began.
So music was the food of love. So music really was the food of love for you.
Yeah. Beautiful.
And did you get together when you were still here in Bletchley, or was it after?
No, we were married here. We were married in Woburn Church, because I was billeted in Woburn in 1944. September the 14th, 1944.
And, I mean, how common was it for romances to spring up at Bletchley Park? How common was it for there to be romances?
Well, there were one or two romances that should not have taken place. I don't know about the legal ones. But there were certain goings on. Quite a lot, actually. In fact, I remember once I was asked to take a message, because I had a car, so I used to transport people. And I was asked to go and see someone whose name shall be nameless. And I knocked on the door, and a man opened the door, a man that I knew as being somebody else. And I said, I can see she doesn't. And he said, "Well, she does, actually." You see, all sorts of goings on.
And what was life like? I mean, once you realised that you were fond of Peter, how did it all play out?
Well, because he played, there was an orchestra in Bletchley, and he played clarinet in it, and anything that he actually organised a lot of, performances of operas. I think we did all the Mozart operas. He organized getting a music from Manchester Music Library, and he got the orchestra together, and there was a professional conductor at Bletchley, James Robertson, and so we just did opera like that. Not acting, but stage concert performances. But 2 days before we were married, we performed Dido and Aeneas, actually on the stage. And the BBC came and watched it, and I was Dido. And Peter was a soldier with a towel wrapped around his waist.
So it wasn't all hard work while you were at Bletchley Park. There was a bit of time for fun.
It wasn't hard work for me at all. We worked shifts, but it was fun. Can't say it was hard work. Not what we did. And there were lots of it. Most of the people I worked with, I regret to say, are now dead. But we had fun. No, it wasn't hard work. And shifts didn't worry me. Some people couldn't sleep if they were on night shift, but it didn't worry me a bit. So I was all right. I had the time of my life.
Thank you.